How to clean a futon. A complete guide 2021. How to clean a futon. Read on our guide below to find out. A futon is a sort of bed which may be converted, when not being used, to some daytime sofa, and vice versa. When there are many futons, a frequent type operates by pushing the backrest to make a horizontal sleeping surface. Futon can also be the Japanese word for bed. The fold allows the consumer to fold it and utilize it like a couch. You have to flatten it if you would like to use it as a mattress. Owing to its duo function, the futon gets dirty quickly. If you go to Japan, you may observe futons hanged outside individuals' balconies or clotheslines. Within the following guide, you will learn the proper methods of cleaning your futon. This manual can allow you to maintain your futon appearing new and clean. How to clean a futon? Things you will need when cleaning: vacuum cleaner, baking soda, laundry detergent, washcloth, warm water, sponge, paper towel, white vinegar, hydrogen peroxide, hair dryer, upholstery brush. Regular cleaning. 1. Make sure to clean a futon mattress. First, remove the futon frame from your desk and give it a good shake. You can also use your palm to beat it. This is used to remove any keys or coins that might have become stuck in your futon. You should not use your vacuum cleaner for any other reason. Even though your vacuum cleaner is strong enough to handle these materials, it's still a good idea to be safe. 2. Vacuum. Once you have removed any heavier dirt or other errant materials from your futon, you will be able to use a vacuum cleaner for dirt, hair, and other debris. Your vacuum cleaner can be used to clean your futon. Be sure to check for dirt in cracks and crevices. You can use your vacuum cleaner to remove stubborn dirt, but it may not be accessible with your upholstery brush. Turn your futon over and clean the opposite side. 3. Eliminate that nasty smell. After you have cleaned your futon, it is time to deodorize. Futons can smell over time. Your futon can develop an unpleasant odor from sweat, moisture, and spilled beverages. Let the baking soda sit in your futon for at least an hour. It is an excellent cleaner and deodorizer and will absorb any unpleasant odors your futon may be emitting. To remove the baking soda, use your vacuum cleaner. 4. Erase any stains left. Use a damp washcloth to remove any staining from your futon. Allow the detergent to work for a few seconds on the stain before you rinse it off with warm water. Avoid using too much water as excessive moisture can cause mildew. Before you use your laundry detergent, test it on a small portion of the futon. This is done to ensure that the detergent doesn't cause a color change. 5. Do not forget to clean the frame. If your futon comes with a frame, it is essential to clean it as well. If the frame is not cleaned, dirt will transfer to your futon. After dusting the frame, wipe it clean with a damp cloth. How to remove stains. Suppose the above-mentioned regular cleaning methods cannot remove the stain. In that case, you can clean the futon with a vinegar water solution. Make a cleaning solution with one part water and one part white vinegar. Use just enough of the cleaning solution to cover the stain. Sprinkle baking soda on the stain. Next, add a quarter cup of 3% hydrogen peroxide to a teaspoon of dishwashing detergent. Allow the stain to absorb the cleaning solution for 15 minutes. Use a paper towel to wipe out the solution. Continue to blot until the cleaning solution is absorbed and the stain is gone. Let the futon mattress air dry. It may take some time. To speed up the drying process, you can use a hairdryer. To dry your mattress, you can place it in the sun. After the futon mattress has completely dried, you can use your vacuum to remove excess baking soda. How to remove urine from a futon mattress? The likelihood of urine stains being left on mattresses by pets or young children is higher. There are many ways to remove the stain and mask the smell, regardless of whether it is wet or dried. First, determine if the stain dries or wet before you can remove it from your futon mattress. Baking soda and vinegar can be used to get rid of a stain that is still wet. To remove a stain that is not wet, use stronger hydrogen peroxide. Follow these steps to remove wet stains on a futon mattress. Step 1. Blot any excess urine. To absorb as much urine as possible, use paper towels. Step 2. Sprinkle baking soda over the stain. Use baking soda to cover the area. Baking soda can remove the stain as well as the smell. Step 3. Pour vinegar on the stain. Apply vinegar, with or without water, directly to the affected area. To aid in this process, you can use a spray bottle. Vinegar can have a strong odor, but it will diminish over time. Allow the solution to sit on the stain for 5 minutes. An enzyme cleaner such as this one from Amazon can be used in place of vinegar. Spray it on the stain and let it sit for 10 minutes. Step 4. Blot up the excess moisture. Use paper towels to absorb moisture and dry the area. Step 5. Add baking soda again. To eliminate unpleasant odors, sprinkle baking soda on the stain and all over the mattress. Step 6. Let the futon mattress dry. Let the mattress dry overnight. To speed up drying, open your windows and place a fan inside to leave the futon mattress indoors. It is best to place the mattress outside in the sun on a sunny day. Before you remove the baking soda or vacuum the futon, make sure it is completely dry. Dry stains are more difficult to remove, so use a stronger product. Follow these steps to remove dry stains. Step 1. Create a hydrogen peroxide solution. Mix 33% hydrogen peroxide and 2 tablespoons of dishwashing soap. Add 3 tablespoons of baking soda. Step 2. Dab the stain with the solution. Use a washcloth to rub the mixture on the stain. Do not oversaturate your futon, as it will take much longer to dry. Step 3. Spread laundry powder with water over the stain. Combine 1 tablespoon of water and 3 tablespoons of laundry powder. Apply the paste to the futon. Let it sit for 30 minutes. Step 4. Scrape the paste off the futon. Next, use a spoon or a brush to scrape the paste. Step 5. Vacuum the futon. To remove any powdery or sticky residues, vacuum the entire mattress. How to disinfect a futon mattress? To prevent bacteria and other contaminants from growing on your futon mattress, you may need to disinfect it. Make a bleach solution and spray it on the futon. While you are doing this, make sure you protect your skin from any harsh chemicals. To disinfect a futon mattress, follow these steps. Step 1. Protect yourself. Before disinfecting your futon, make sure you open all windows. Use safety equipment such as gloves and masks to protect yourself against inhaling any contaminant or coming into contact with it. This International Journal of Cancer study provides more information on the importance of protecting yourself against chemical exposure. Step 2. Prepare a bleach solution. Combine 1.5 cups bleach and 1 gallon water. An alternative to bleach is a commercial disinfectant, Lysol spray, or vodka. Step 3. Spray the solution over the futon. Spray the mixture all over the mattress with a spray bottle. Next, wipe the mattress with a paper towel or a clean cloth. To kill bacteria and germs in an eco-friendly manner, you can run a steamer over the mattress on both sides. Step 4. Allow the mattress to dry. Place the mattress outside and let it dry completely. How to dry a futon mattress? Because moisture can cause mold and mildew growth, it is crucial to dry your futon mattresses. You will need to ventilate your mattress indoors if you plan on drying it. Various tools can be used to dry futon mattresses, including a vacuum, baking soda, and cat litter. To dry a futon mattress, follow these steps. Step 1. Dab the wet area. To absorb liquids, immediately apply paper towels to the area. Step 2. Use a hairdryer or a vacuum. You can dry small areas with a hairdryer using its warm setting. To excess liquid from larger areas, you can run a vacuum across the area. Step 3. Use cat litter or baking soda. Sprinkle cat litter or baking soda on the futon to absorb moisture. Allow it to sit on the futon mattress for about an hour before vacuuming up. Step 4. Use a fan or a dehumidifier. Turn on a fan or dehumidifier, and point it at the mattress. Allow the air to circulate the mattress surface. To increase airflow, open the windows. Do futon mattresses need to be steam cleaned? Futon mattresses can pick up dirt, sweat, urine, and other substances. Stains can seep into the mattress, making it difficult to remove. You may have to clean the futon. If you can steam clean your futon mattress, then you should. You can deep clean your futon mattress with steam cleaning, which is non-toxic. Steam cleaners heat water to make steam vapor. the steam molecules that penetrate the futon's surface and remove dust, dirt, and stains are affected by running a steamer across it. The steam vapor's high temperature kills bacteria, dust mites, and mold. Quick tips on how to maintain your futon. Maintaining your futon is every bit as critical as cleaning it to prolong its lifespan. Here are some simple, fast suggestions to get the maximum from your futon and make it survive for more. Buy a futon cover. Futon covers are a wise investment that can protect your futon. A futon cover can be purchased at your local department store or ordered online. Covers should protect your futon against dirt and liquid spillage. To prevent dirt and stains from setting, a futon cover should always be washed at least once a month. You should remove any futon covers you may have. You will let your futon breathe and allow it to air out. Avoid putting your futon on the ground. You can transfer dirt from the floor to your futon. If possible, use a futon frame. A rubber mat can be used to protect your futon if you have to place it on the ground. Your floor should be clean and dry before you place your futon on it. If you have your futon on the floor, it is essential to clean it regularly. You should also remember that putting your futon on the ground can cause friction that could damage your futon. This can cause dirt to get into your futon's fabric, making it more difficult to deep clean. Your mattress should be flipped from time to time. This will prevent your futons from sinking. This is a great way to avoid one side getting too tired. You should flip your futon at least once every month and once per week for new futons. Conclusion. That is our guide for cleaning a futon. Some futons may be water washed based on their substance and size. Examine the label attached to a futon to find out whether they're washable or maybe not. You will find futon cleaning shops that may also take good care of these if you feel it is too much hassle. Hopefully, you will find this manual useful. Thank you for choosing to spend time together with NewsDecor.com. We appreciate your support. Video, https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=HansiCFSMGMC